Hi everyone, welcome to Outgrow's Marketer of the Month podcast. I'm your host Saksham Sharda, and this is a special short episode we have for Pat Flynn, the author of Superfans, which is obviously the book everyone is talking about. And without further ado, I'm going to jump into a rapid fire round with Pat. Oh, so what is your middle name?
My middle name is Philip, actually.
Philip, so Pat Philip Flynn, okay. How long does it take you to get ready in the mornings?
It takes me about 45 minutes to get ready, but this also includes things like meditation and journal writing as well.
Ooh, okay. Pick one, Neil Patel or Gary Vaynerchuk?
What am I picking them for? It depends, because I love them both, but...
it's a one-word answer, you have to pick one.
Oh my gosh, Neil Patel.
Okay. How many cups of coffee do you drink per day?
Two.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
Okay. Which country will be the superpower of the 21st century?
That's a good question. Which country will be the superpower? I mean,
Superpower. I mean, you can take a guess, like, from your perspective of things. It doesn't have to be, like, the truth.
I mean, it depends. I would say the United States is where I'm,
okay.
Where I'm open.
All right. So how many hours of sleep can you survive on?
Three.
Okay. One thing your wife finds the most annoying about you?
That I get so easily, I get so easily into new trends.
Ah, okay. Pick one, Andrew Yang or Bernie Sanders?
Yang.
All right. And finally, what does a person need to be happy?
Clarity.
Okay. Beautiful. So that's the end of the rapid fire now round. So I'm just now going to move on to the bigger questions. The first one is, what did you learn when writing Superfans? What did you learn in this journey?
Yeah, I learned that being challenged moves people. The way that I wrote this book was actually through a challenge called NaNoWriMo, NaNoWriMo, and this is a month. This is a challenge that happens every November for authors to challenge themselves to write 50,000 words. Mm-hmm. And I've heard about this before, and I was struggling to find time to write this book, but I decided to use this challenge as a way for me to participate with others to accomplish something big. And also, I held myself accountable by sharing how many words I was writing every day to my audience. And although I didn't finish the book in November, I was able to finish on December 6th, so I just needed a few extra days. But I learned that I work best when I'm challenged.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And anything that you learned about the theme of, like, relating to your website, smart passive income and affiliates and, you know, fans and super fans, how did your idea evolve as well? If you'd like to speak a bit about that as well.
Yeah, I mean, the idea of, I mean, this book, Superfans, came as a result of what has helped me become successful over the last 10 years. And that's the superfans, the people who keep showing up, who keep supporting me, who keep buying my products, who spread my message to other people. And it doesn't take very many of them to do some amazing things. And so my goal with Superfans was to help people create their own superfans. But it was interesting because as I was writing this book, as I was sharing the process, I was following my own advice. Like in Superfans, I talk about the idea of opening up your factory doors, showing people behind the scenes how you do what you do, what you're doing, what you're struggling with. And I was doing that with Superfans. And as a result of that, a lot of people became very interested in this book even before it was finished, excited to read it, excited because they felt like they were a part of it with me. And so that just continues to showcase one of the best strategies that I've used moving forward ever since I started becoming an entrepreneur, was the idea of just letting people in on my process and making them feel like they're a part of it too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay, so that makes complete sense. Okay, so the next question is, could you speak more about the entire title page with those three struck out lines? It's almost like you're going from followers to almost building a religion. That's what it feels like. So what do you have to say about the entire cover of the book?
Yeah, so the cover has the words followers, subscribers, and customers crossed out at the top. And then it is big and bold in white letters, super fans. And the idea there is that most businesses now are so focused on building followers, building subscribers, building customers, that we're actually forgetting about what is actually happening here. And the fact is that we have human beings who are experiencing our products, our websites, our content, our platforms, and we're just treating them as followers, as subscribers, as customers. And the whole thesis of this book is if you build to create super fans, you're going to have that group of people who will be your ambassador, who will rally for you, who will become repeat customers, who will then in turn create more followers, more subscribers, and more customers for you. Where most businesses are stopping is at the customers, and they think that's the end, where really that's the beginning. And what we want to do is create these magical moments over time that help them become a super fan. It doesn't happen overnight. It doesn't happen right away, but it is something that we should be working toward. And as a byproduct, we'll get all the, we'll have a better running, more profitable business.
Mm-hmm. I was thinking of like, I just find, cause like at some point you also mentioned like evangelicals, like you're making evangelicals of your followers and stuff like that. So I just felt like almost like a religion. I just get a lot of religious allegory in it. Like as if you were starting a church and these were your apostles who are like getting more fans into the church. So like stuff like that.
Yeah. But I mean, there's definitely alignment there. I mean, that's not why I wrote the book, but there is a lot of synergies between the stuff that's talked about in this book and how anybody grows a following of any kind. And any religion, any political group, any club has their own language. They have their own names. They have their own following. They have their own leaders. They have their own just culture. And you as a business owner can create very much a similar thing. And you will have evangelists, people who, and you often hear this, oh, I religiously listen to your podcast. Like that's what they say. And it's because they've inserted you not as a person to who provides content, but as like a real part of their life.
And do you think, could you like, I mean, you must have done research. So do you think there's any other influencer out there who's also talking about followers as super fans the way you talk about it? What would you think is the closest idea to your idea?
I mean, everybody's talking about it in a very light manner. You know, you see people like Gary Vaynerchuk who are talking about, you know, taking the time to actually make connections and reach out to people. That's a little bit of what I talk in the book. You see people like Donald Miller from Building a Story Brand, who it's all about making your customer the hero of the story. You are the guide, and that has, you know, parts of it too. This really comes from Kevin Kelly from 1,000 True Fans, his essay back in 2007. This is really the how-to guide for everything that he said there. And so he is somebody who I know practices it and preaches it. And he's been featured on Tim Ferriss's show. And, you know, a lot of these bigger entrepreneurs, they practice it. But I think I've been able to sort of distill everything and structure in a way that's easy to follow, that any brand, no matter what size, can benefit from. And I think that especially the smaller entrepreneur, the smaller startup, these are the strategies that are going to help them stand out more than anybody. And, you know, it's not just creating super fans in terms of an audience, it's creating super fans in terms of investors, in terms of a network, in terms of friends. Like all these principles aren't just for business, it's really for all kinds of interactions in life.
Because the next question I was going to ask you was like, what are your primary and secondary target audiences for superfans? But I also want to talk about how on Product Hunt, when we hunted you, there was like a huge number of people who went and like wrote comments, like really detailed comments as reviews on that Product Hunt listing. And it's as if like you're preaching what you practice or practice what you preach. It's like, you know, they are your super fans and you have actually a model that you follow that's like that you're preaching. So yeah, so well, who's your primary and secondary?
Even this interview right here, right? Like you no. You know, this came as a result of like you doing something for me, and I could have just left it be and have that be that. But part of what I talk about is, you know, for people who give you any sort of attention, you need to return that handshake. And that's exactly what this interview is about and why I'm here, because I want to give back to you for what you've done for me. So, you know, the target audience for this is, I mean, really it's universal, but the said target audience, there's a couple. Number one, and the primary audience would likely be the small business owner, even the solo entrepreneur or person just getting started, maybe a YouTuber or a blogger or a podcaster. They have a message to share. They would love to have that message be shared with more people, and they would love to gain a following. And that's really who this is for. It's really for anybody trying to get a following. But I can also see this, especially in corporate land, in corporate areas, where there's a lot of competition and you're a corporation and you have products and you just aren't connecting with your audience. Your audience isn't talking about you like they're talking about the other companies. Why not? And these are the little things you can do in your company to help people become fans of what you do and what you create. I talk a lot about Lego in the book, and they're a company, and you know, they have a fun product, but what they've done specifically to target their fans and to help nurture their communities, like by creating meetups, by allowing for user generated content and encouraging that, by having big giant events and inviting people over, by empowering some of their power users and to even be designers and actually manufacturing products that some of their own Lego customers have created themselves through Lego ideas. These are ideas that any corporation can use to grow fandom and to, honestly, what this is, it's just building business insurance, in my opinion, because this is agnostic to platform. This is people. And so no matter where people end up or what technologies are available to speak to people and talk to them, your fans will go with you wherever. So this is business insurance that we're talking about here, and that's relevant for everybody.
I really like the entire Lego example, because it's a grand example in the history of marketing. I was going to say, in the age of the influencer, because I suppose we're in the age of the influencer, especially with like Twitter and everything making it possible, and there's like micro influencers as well. So I think this idea, do you think it resonates particularly in this age? Because influencers have come to the forefront of the entire debate, or like the entire marketing dynamic. I think influencers are something that's being talked about a lot. So I think, do you think that industry is saturated? There are too many influencers, do you feel?
I mean, it's starting to seem like that's the case, because we're starting to hear about it a lot, especially in the mainstream media. And, you know, they're highlighting a lot of stories, and, you know, the Fire Festival obviously helped out with that too, just kind of helping us understand that there's not so good things that happen in this space too. But I think, like with anything, like with vlogging, like with television, I mean, it's just going to be to a point where, well, there's so much noise out there, the cream will rise to the top. And what can you do to stand out from those other people who are coming on and doing the same thing and wanting to become influencers too? It's about the connection. It's about the connection with the human being on the other end. And the better that you can connect with them, the more likely it is that person's going to stick with you versus the other person. And I think that now there's just more an opportunity than ever to, with the tools that we have available to us, create these incredible moments that help a person realize that, you know, we're their favorite. And then they'll continue to come back and support us over time after that.
I completely get it. So this is the last question is, how did publishing your first few books, like Let Go and Will It Fly, how is like the experience after that, after publishing them, different from the experience that you're getting now after publishing Superfans?
Yeah, I mean, I've published a few books and they were all great. Will It Fly went on to become a Wall Street Journal bestseller, which was an amazing surprise, especially as a self-published book. This one is self-published as well. But I think over time, I've just gotten more and more in tune with each of my books progressively in terms of what I know is going to help people get the most results. Let Go was very much a memoir, and it didn't really have any call to actions. It was more inspirational and motivational. Will It Fly was very tactical, very strategic, very step-by-step, but it's a process that takes a while for things to work and for people to see results. With Superfans, it is literally a number of strategies that you can implement today and see results from immediately. And some of my favorite books have given me those kinds of same feelings too, like How to Win Friends and Influence People, small tips even that have got, you know, been with me for life that have helped me, like Always Use Person's Name. And that, you know, small tip has gone on to become a huge part of my business. And very similar feelings I'm getting from the readers of Superfans, a lot of them already implementing and seeing growth in their business, some more dollars in their pockets, but most of all, just more fans in their corner. And that's just what I've learned over time after writing several books is it's the actionable stuff where people can get small wins quicker that are going to get you to get your message to be spread further.
All right, so that's the end of the interview. Thank you all for joining us for this episode of Marketer of the Month. Thanks, Pat, for joining us too. And we really hope your book does well. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at @outgrowco and @PatFlynn. And we hope you have a smashing month ahead.